case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Now, Australia has a pretty rich musical history, you would say. We've produced some of the greatest and highest-selling artists of all time.
Oh, yeah.
But some artists and songs, they've been a bit lost over time. You know, they might have their one-hit wonder or two hits, and they kind of disappear.
Fade into the back.
Yeah, but TikTok is trying to bring them back. There's a bit of a trend going on of people being like, hey, remember this song? How good was it? And have a bit of a dance to it. So I thought maybe this morning we could play a game and see how well you remember some of these songs.
Okay.
So I've got little snippets of five different songs. You're going to get a point for the name of the song, the artist, and a bonus point if you know the year as well.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Doing a bit of old school music trivia. So basically the next few minutes are just going to sound like my primary school discos.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready to go?
Yeah, all right.
How do you think you're going to go with this, though?
So it's potentially three points for each song. Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
All righty, let's kick off with song number one. Thanks, you've been fueled for thought. Now absolute classic. You've heard this song, right? Name?
Casey Chambers?
No.
A Missy Higgins?
No.
Oh, no, no.
Do you know what the song's called?
No.
Have you heard it before?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a really classic one. It played this morning on 3BA.
I don't listen to 3BA.
No, but it's called Love Song. It's got a swear word straight after that bit, so I had to cut it.
Can we play the swear word?
No, we cannot. Okay, well, that's no points. Love Song by Emile. It's from 2003. It was the highest-selling single of the year in 2003.
What's the artist called?
Emile. Amiel.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, it's popular. The highest-selling singer of 2003.
Yeah, I was five.
Yeah, you're at school.
Okay, next one.
No, Christina's
got the body. I know this song. She really likes to spin and
twirl. What is that song?
I know this song.
I specifically didn't do the chorus of this song because it would have been way too obvious. They say the title too many times.
Yeah, look, I know this song, but I don't know any of the other information.
Do you want to just guess what it's called?
It's called Christina's Got a Bod.
No, it's called Do It With Madonna.
Oh.
You want to do it with Madonna.
Oh,
also
yes.
From 2003, it's by the Androids.
Okay.
All right.
Going great.
Next song, let's see if you can get this one. This stemmed off Australian Idol. I'll give you that clue. The name is the next bit of that song, like. Ricky, it's a group, I'll give you that.
It's a group.
Ricky Lee is in it.
Oh,
Paulini is in it.
I was going to say Paulini. It sounds like Paulini singing there. Is that
Kate DeRugo's in it.
I don't know who Kate DeRugo is.
She was the blonde one.
I don't know.
And there's another person, I don't know who.
Doesn't make any difference.
Any ideas?
Yeah.
People are probably screaming at their radios right now.
I don't think they are. Anyway, go ahead.
This time I know it's for real.
This time I know it's for real. Is that how it goes?
That's actually, it's from 2006, The Young Divas.
Yes, see, I did know the song. I just don't know anything about it.
All right, next one.
Let's go, 0 from 0. 'Cause I don't wanna wait for you. Oh, I know this song.
This one's from a little bit later.
So, that's Reese Maston.
Yes.
1 point.
1 point.
Reese Maston. I'm going to say 2007.
2012, actually.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Older than I thought it was.
Wow, okay. Do you know Reese Maston. No, I don't know the name.
Shut up and kiss me.
Josh,
shut up and kiss me. So you got 1 point out of that one.
Awesome.
All right. Last one, I highly doubt you're going to get this one because this is the hardest one.
Oh, good.
I thought the other ones were easier.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Boy, you're in for a big surprise. Ain't gonna be
nice. I'm gonna blow everything you know. I really didn't listen to music until I was about 15, did I?
This is a band that came from Popstars, which is where Bardo came from as well.
That's also old to me. What year is that?
2001 this song is from. But I know all that. See, I thought
You know it. I don't. And I'm the one bloody answering the bloody questions.
Any guesses?
No guesses.
That song is called Me, Myself, and I.
Okay.
And it is by Scandal Us.
Scandalous.
Yeah.
They're all Aussie?
All Aussie artists. And Josh knew.
One.
One of them.
Andy Reese Maston.
From 2012.
Josh and Maddie, Power FM.